This is the JMU Journalism Podcast, the week's news and how we reported it.
Your top stories from this week. Peel Ports have announced there is a new deep water container to be built in Liverpool. And after its final homecoming, HMS Liverpool has now set sail. Peel Ports have announced that there is to be a new deep water container terminal built here in Liverpool. The aptly named Liverpool 2 will bring some of the world's largest container ships to the Mersey when it opens for business in 2015. The new terminal will accommodate two vessels of up to 13,500 tonnes at a time. The development, which will cost in excess of £300 million and create around 5,000 jobs, is the key project in the Merseyport's master plan for the Port of Liverpool and Manchester Ship Canal. A new opera will open this week, with plenty of UN ambassadors expected to be in attendance. Annie 17, on at the Epstein Theatre, will tackle the issues of sex trafficking. Our reporter Adam Smith has more.
Annie 17, set for its first showing at the Liverpool Philharmonic Hall on Wednesday, is a unique contemporary opera that exposes the desperate plight of sex trafficking victims in the UK. Involving award-winning composers and writers, Anya 17 was written specifically to raise awareness of the secret world of sex trafficking, where up to 800,000 young women and children are trafficked into the EU every year. With the issue being such a controversial topic, the man behind the story, Ben Kay, told Innovation FM what impact he hopes the show will have.
I hope that the opera will have the same impact on the audience as my research into sex trafficking had on me, because I stumbled across the subject while I was looking at links between the East and West, and I simply couldn't believe that up to 800,000 young women and girls are deceived and trafficked into EU countries every year, 90% of which will be forced into a life of sexual slavery, and that happens from all around the world.
She promised everything, money for feeding, clean sheets, clean baby clothes, clean love. Was I blind? Was I blind as now? Was I blind as now? Just lies.
He went on to explain what those in attendance this Wednesday can expect from the performance.
We certainly don't intend to beat people over the head, because the real way to engage people is to ensure that it is a dramatic and, if one can call it entertaining, an entertaining experience.
Tickets are still available for Wednesday's performance from the Philharmonic box office and are priced at £10 each.
Thank you, Adam. The Catholic Church has spoken out this week about the government's plans to legalise gay marriage, calling the proposal mad. Cardinal Keith O'Brien, the leader of Catholics in Scotland, has launched an attack on David Cameron's plan for civil ceremonies, saying that it is a scheme aimed at attempting to redefine reality. Our reporter, Chloe Wilcock, has more on this issue. Chloe, this issue really has caused a lot of controversy this week, hasn't it?
Yes, he appeared in an interview with John Humphreys for Radio 4, where he made some controversial comments. He said legalising gay marriage would bring shame on the UK in the eyes of the world, and even likened it to slavery. He also said that countries in which gay marriage has been made legal are violating human rights.
So, Chloe, if this is legalised by the government, what's the view of other Catholic priests? Will they also have to perform these ceremonies?
Well, according to the Home Office Minister James Brokenshire, no church would be forced to perform the marriages.
And what about the lesbian and gay communities? Surely they have a response to Cardinal O'Brien's comments.
Yes, there certainly has been a response. I spoke to Tom Aldous, former president and current spokesperson for the lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender community. He says Cardinal O'Brien's traditionalist views are verging on being homophobic.
Tradition is good in one way, but when it conflicts with people's rights, I think it is leading down the homophobic route. I think there's certain people in the church who have overcome their traditionalist views and are more accepting. I think he's just one lone person out of many who are very accepting.
Have other countries who have legalised same-sex marriage shamed themselves, or is this just another accusation?
Don't believe there is any proof of this shame, but if there is, Cardinal O'Brien failed to elaborate. And Tom Aldous completely disagrees. He says countries have not been shamed, but have set a good standard for everyone else.
I disagree. I think he might see it as shameful, but others who take human rights seriously, we think it's something to aspire to. The countries that have already done it, they're the targets, they're the goal setters. They set the standard and we want to be as good as them. We want to celebrate human rights just as much as they do, or even more.
So how did he respond to the views of Cardinal O'Brien on behalf of the LGBT community?
Well, he says he'd aim to prove that the LGBT community are upstanding members of society and are capable and well-respected roles in the community.
I'd probably just tell him about same-sex marriages and LGBT community and tell them that they are very good parents, they are very moral and leaders of community, they're very responsible, they're some of the best people to bring up children, to be teachers, to be fine examples of citizens, to just give him examples of some of the great work all people have done in society to show him that we're not just deviants.
Some very interesting views there. Thank you for that, Chloe. And finally, after its final homecoming, HMS Liverpool has set sail this week. Thousands toured the ship this weekend and explored whilst talking to crew members and taking photographs. The Type 42 destroyer is being decommissioned after 30 years of service, and crowds gathered on Monday to wish her farewell in a special ceremony on the Mersey. We sent our reporter, Lena Brunodden, down to see what was happening during the ship's last moments here.
The HMS Liverpool set sail for the final time today as a huge crowd cheered them off in a special ceremony on the Mersey. The Type 42 destroyer is being retired later this month after 30 years of service. The warship was built at Camel Laird's in Birkenhead in the late 70s, and it is the seventh and last warship named HMS Liverpool. Former soldiers and their families waved the ship goodbye, several with tears in their eyes, as the ship left its birth town. We had a chance to speak to some of them about why they came down to see the ship sail away.
I was in the army, and I know the sentiment that's behind, you know, in the services, and I've just come down to support them and say thanks and goodbye and good luck. It brings back memories to me. I was in the army in Aden when I was 17, and it just brings back a feeling of goose pimples, goose, you know, them feelings up your back, and the unity that used to be amongst us. And you know, it's just a nice thing.
Just come to see HMS Liverpool sail away from the city. Part of our heritage, isn't it? No maritime heritage, and it's very sad, very emotional. I know it's only a ship, but it's, you know, it's just a very emotional thing, isn't it? You know, and it's a shame. The ship's named after the city, so that's why it probably means so much. You just get emotional.
I'm from Liverpool, and it's HMS Liverpool. Of course, I'm old enough to remember Empire Day, you see, when a quarter of the world was British and we're proud of being British. Sad because it's going to be decommissioned and there's no more ships named after cities. Well, in fact, we've got no more ships, have we? Quite honestly.
Because it's the Royal Navy, and my dad was in the Royal Navy from 38 to 52. And he met my mum on the Royal Oak, which came into the Mersey. So the Royal Navy is something that's very close to the family, really.
We've come from North Wales because my father was in the Merchant Navy. He served for a long time, from about 1935 till about 1953. Mm. And he was torpedoed three times.
Oh, wow.
So we've all, and the whole family really, we're all at sea. So I thought it would just be something we've never done before. And I thought, well, it's the last time to see HMS Liverpool. I think it's just, well, it'll never happen again, will it? And I think it'd be quite emotional to see it going up the river for the last time.
I'm an ex-Liverpool pilot. And I served as on the Mersey here. And I'm interested to come here to see the ship depart. Very much I love the river here. I belong to the river. It's such a pleasure to be here in the sunshine.
The HMS Liverpool left the cruise liner terminal to make a last journey down the Mersey, where she stopped at Camelia to give a 5-gun salute to her birthplace. She then sailed past the Royal Liver Building and delivered the ship's final gun salute to the city.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think that deserves a wave from where you are. Very emotional moment as we say goodbye to our ship, HMS Liverpool. It's always sad to say goodbye, and this is it. Thank you very much for everyone for you coming today. It's been really, really wonderful.
Your top entertainment stories for this week. Harry Potter star Daniel Radcliffe has been nominated for a Best Actor award following his role as Wizard in J.K. Rowling's acclaimed novel-turned blockbuster. Radcliffe is up against James Bond actor Daniel Craig and US actor Ryan Gosling. And some of Britain's greatest celebrities were performing at a charity ball in New York. Bands Coldplay, Mumford & Sons, comedians Russell Brand and David Walliams were among some of the performers at the Secret Policeman's Ball who were helping to raise money in aid of Amnesty International. I've been Helen Turner, I was your day editor and podcast editor for this week.
The JMU Journalism Podcast is brought to you by the JMU Journalism Team, Innovation Park, Liverpool.